It's Kristen in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jams in Madtown. We are super stoked to have, of course, one of our dearest friends to be back on the phone with us. And we are super stoked because DJ Rip, my man, how you doing?
What up? I'm great. How y'all doing?
We're doing real well. By the way, of course, we're playing the last time we saw you live at BroadFest, debuting Jolene, which I absolutely loved.
Yeah, that's the classic. Always, we got a lot of love for that one, and that's still one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's still one of our favorites, too, so just throwing it out there. Of course, Madtown, you know Rip. He's award-winning record artist, a producer, a filmmaker, a DJ. You do it all, and we're really happy that you're on the phone with us today because, Rip, you have a new single that is called Delivered. Tell us all about this bad boy. Yeah. What's it about, and what does this mean to you?
Well, for Delivered is the name of my new album. So my actual single is the self-titled, or the, you know, the self-titled track. Really, it's the lead track off the album, to be honest. Even though Jolene was the first single that I released from the album, and that was like you said, I performed and debuted Jolene at BroadFest last year, and that's when I announced my new album, Delivered. So this is the follow-up and the actual like lead single, but it actually kind of falls in line, because if you guys seen the music video for Jolene, at the end of the video, you know, it kind of leaves people kind of hanging, and I reveal something. I don't want to give it away if people haven't seen the video, but I reveal something. So Delivered is actually kind of a follow-up to that. So people that don't know, I am big in music videos. I produce and direct all my own music videos, so I have visions for things. So Delivered kind of follows up, and I kind of like pick up off at the end of that and continue telling the story. So it's actually a kind of a chronological kind of thing, you know, because I have other songs and other videos even done, produced, ready to go, but I couldn't release them yet because I, you know, visually, you know, I have a vision of how, you know, I'm telling the story.
Right.
So, you know, Delivered is just the next one in line, and it just kind of tells my story, and it tells me, you know, how really I've been delivered from, you know, a struggle that has gripped me for most of my life, and I kind of get into that in Jolene. You know, that's the whole basis of Jolene, and now I'll just kind of talk about the album, the single and the album in itself is just kind of talk about deliverance, you know, from that whole struggle in itself. So,
right.
You know. Jolene just opened up the gates and told, you know, told the story. Now it's getting into, you know what I'm saying, like, everything after that.
Well, nice. I remember you leaving a little notepad on my house door because I had my house in your video, which I was just so honored to have that, by the way. Still, seriously.
No, I was honored to, you know, be able to do that because it just fit the vision. And, you know, you were just so awesome. You and your family, you opened your home and your hearts to me. And, you know, that in itself was big. And I appreciate that.
Oh, you're sweet, honey. Thank you.
Hey, Rip. So it's Tracy. So
what up?
Hey, so can you tell us anything else that we should be expecting from the new album Delivered? And when is it due out?
So it was due out, or it's still due out this year. I've actually been working on it right now with this whole, coronavirus, COVID thing. You know, it actually allowed me to take some time, sit back, and actually work, hunker down, and work on this album. And I've been really immersing myself in it, and I've been getting a lot done. In fact, I want to say I'm probably close to the halfway mark of the album, and I've knocked out like a lot of songs in just the last couple weeks alone. But the original date was to be released is this year, but I think just with everything going on, and even the whole coronavirus just kind of like pushed my plans back, because like I'm not able to produce the videos like I want to and stuff like that. So I just want to take my time, and I want to have a decent amount of time, a segue leading into building anticipation with singles and videos for the actual album release. So I think it's actually going to be late 2020, if not early 2021. So that's what we're looking at right now for the release date of the album.
Well, it's always such a pleasure, Rip, to see your videos. I mean, seriously, dude, like your videos are really, really sweet and they're put together. And you always have a great amount of people that support you, that work on your albums. You know, Trinity by far is my absolute favorite. And of course, I know you tease me when I play Watching Me.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know, Tracy and I still enjoy jamming out to that song.
We do. We do.
That'll always be a favorite of ours. So listen, man, Rip, you recently shot a music video in Honduras. How did that all come about, and especially for what song that song is?
Yeah, so the video in Honduras is actually, that was awesome, and I love the video. That was one of the videos I said that's actually done and ready to go, but it doesn't fall in line with the vision and the story that I'm telling with the album. But last summer, I went on a missions trip to actually. I had a vision to do a Latin song in Spanish. I have some Hispanic heritage. My father's from Mexico, so you know, my idea was this new album. I wanted to do a lot of new things and some different things, and not have, you know, just the same kind of album. You know, I'm always about, you know, reinventing myself and doing new things. So I'm like, you know, let me flex my Spanish heritage. You know, Hispanic heritage. You know what I'm saying? And so. Last summer, we went on a mission trip to Honduras with my church, and we met this family down there, the Galeas family. And, you know, they're the host family that hosted me and some of the other people from church. And I fell in love with the country. I fell in love with the family. Like, they're like a second family to me, and they're like, come back anytime. I'm like, I'm coming back for real. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to shoot a music video here. And I told them that I actually performed in Honduras when I went for my mission trip. It was like they had a whole stage, like they were promoting it for a week. That was actually part of the ministry, was because, you know, my music was ministering to people down there.
Right.
And it was just it was a wild time. And I'm like, I told them on stage, I'm like, I'm coming back here to film a music video. And sure enough, I did. You know, 6 months later, God allowed it to happen. I went this last January. You know, flights were cheap because it's winter. It's off season. And I went back there and I filmed a music video. Like, I brought my equipment. Hector took me in. And man, Hector, he was just a blessing, man. He literally took a whole week off of paid. He works for the local church down there that we partner with, and he took a whole paid week off, and he just dedicated this whole week to me. And man, he served me, and we went all around, and we got some beautiful footage of the country. It's a Hispanic, it's a Latin song, and I was blessed to be able to just film it in a beautiful country with beautiful people. And I'm excited to release that video. So that's coming down the pike sometime.
Man, I love it. I remember watching you when you were, you know, out of the country on Facebook and you were doing some lives, and so many kids were loving your music, and so many people do.
Yeah.
I mean, Madtown loves you. That's why you've been on Broadfest stage many times as the only artist to do a full set of what you do. Also being, you know, sent out to the Grammys for the music that you put out. And it's just a pleasure, Rip, that you are continuing with your craft. And I love that you create music based off of personal struggle, because I think that's what really touches people most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I fully believe in my heart, you know, and I felt this when I was a kid. I mean, this is my mission and purpose in life, you know what I mean? And God's using me for his purpose and what he's, you know, called me to do. And I'm just blessed and honored to be a part of that. You know, I love music. Like I said, I've had a love for music since I was a kid, and to be able to do that and everything, it's just a blessing, and it's a blessing to have the people support me that do, you know, like you said, from here to Madison to Honduras to, I mean, I had a radio station showing me a lot of love down in Australia showed me love, but also down in Barbados, they showed me a lot of love with Drown. You know, it's just worldwide, man. I've been getting a lot of love, and I honestly can't continue to do it without people, you know, showing love and support. My fan base is continually growing. You know, I've been making music. I just celebrated my 20-year anniversary with my independent record label that I started when I was in high school.
I have
the most support that I've ever had in my 20-year career, you know what I mean, so, right now. So it's just a blessing that God's allowing me to continue to do this. And, you know, and finally, I attribute it to God, and I attribute it to all people that continue to support me and rock with my music, really. I can't do it without all you guys.
Well, we absolutely love that you came on today again, Rip, because it is such a pleasure. Before we play your new song, by the way, I just had a quick question, because we're all in quarantine. If you were going to write your next single during quarantine, who would it be with? Would it be with Joe Exotic from Tiger King, Jenny from the block. Good old Jenny from the block. Or Krista, myself, and Tracy.
Oh man, come on, that's a no-brainer. I mean, you guys, without a doubt.
That's what we thought.
Well, duh, that's what we thought. That was what we thought.
Yeah.
Well, Rip, you're hilarious. Well, Rip, once again, we are so delighted to offer this new song again. This is your new single. It is called Delivered. God bless you. We love you, and we can't wait to have you back on the show and to watch you spin some music, honey, on Facebook Live, because you know how to get the party started.
Yeah.
Nah, thank you guys. I love y'all. Thanks for the support. I love y'all. Much love. God bless you guys.
All right. We love you. Here you go, Madtown. It's the latest from Rip. Who is Rip is definitely who you should check out. It's called Delivered.